back. Last segment of a girthy show.
Girthy.
It's a full show.
Oh, I thought it was long.
It's long, too. It's going to stretch you.
Long and girthy.
On the last three breaks, you heard Days Indoors singing Dust, Roger Olson with Walking Blind, Jenny Laws featuring Scipio with Sabotage, and Al Goodwin with All Colors Shine. And, of course, you can learn more about all these fantastic artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. So now, my favorite part of the show. Scambusters with Ann Jackson. While I cue up the music, Pip, why don't you give us our categories?
Okay. Well, tonight's categories...
Oh, by the way, Joe, now since the new Ghostbusters is coming out with all females, you need to redo this and get a female to sing. Because this was done to the Ghostbusters theme. Work for Joe. Shit I like to come up with.
Well, we have a bunch of new listeners tonight, so I think that it would be good to just give a quick recap of what this is.
Well, I think we always have new listeners, but they're participating, and I like that.
Yeah, participating new listeners.
All right, so bend over and get ready, because here it comes.
Here it comes. So what happens is that a lot of people find that they are scammed online by people who pretend to be love interests, and then they start asking them for money, and there's a lot of problems with people having their identity stolen, and their photo is used by other people to scam people out of their money. And it's cruel because they think that they've fallen in love with someone, and it's really just for their money. Anyway, Ann Jackson is somebody who has put herself up as a specialist, someone who's an expert on what scammers are doing. And really, Ann is probably the worst one to be able to do.
Yeah, you ever go to like the dentist who's like a lot cheaper than everybody else, but all their equipment's rusty? That's Ann when it comes to scamming.
That's Ann. She has not a clue that she has been being scammed by people for years. And once she twigged that she was being scammed by people, she continued to interact with the scammers, thinking that they were people from governments and the UN
FBI.
And Interpol and FBI. When really, it's just the same scammers hitting her for
now,
money again.
Anne is a Japanese natural, so she has a way with language.
Yes.
And, as do the scammers. And she is quite robust when it comes to using expletives.
Yes. And the way she uses them.
Yes. So that adds to some comedy to a very sad situation.
Yes.
So I was deployed to try to talk sense into Anne, and I've been spending a long time trying to talk sense into Anne, and sometimes I do, and sometimes not so much.
And most of the time, no.
So we play a game with it.
And so our game is...
Because we're terrible.
Bunch of creeps.
How many times during this episode is Anne going to do or say the following things? So our favorite is, how many times is she going to say, Mr. Davin?
Because that is the way I should always be referred to.
And this week, one of the ones is, how many times is she going to use the phrase, so-called Melvin Santos?
Because she can't believe that he's Melvin Santos.
It's going by this alias. Yes.
And how many times...
Like, actually is.
Yeah. He is.
Come to think of it, maybe really she's got a point. Maybe she's not that nuts.
Well, no, let's not go that far.
Slow down.
So, and our last category for tonight is, how many times is the font used to email Davin in Damn It All Red?
Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red tonight.
All right. So, Joe, what are your guesses?
All right. Mr. Davin's going to be 5.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. The cell called Ms. Melvin Santos.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 3.
Okay.
Damn It All Red, I am going with 1.
Okay. All right. Mr. Davin, I'm going to say 6 Mr. Davins. I'm going with 1 so-called Melvin Santos, and because I hold out hope, 1 Damn It All Red.
Yeah, I forgot to play the music, so I'll play the music. Well,
okay. Lisa says that there's going to be 3 Mr. Davins. She's not holding out hope for Melvin Santos, but she says 2 Damn It All Reds.
Oh, that's a lot of Damn It All Reds.
I know. Joe's girl says 6 Mr. Davins.
Jesus.
No.
Well, we've had some very high Mr. Davin totals. So
we have.
Yeah, it's true. No,
no Melvin Santos, but 1 Damn It All Red. Let's see. Tom is in with 4 Mr. Davins, 1 so-called Melvin Santos, and no Damn It All Reds.
They're not feeling your Damn It All Reds.
Okay.
Anybody else playing? Or?
No, I don't know if anybody else wants to jump in. Changles, you can jump in with us. Or
all right, well, you can jump in as we go. All right,
or any of the anonymous.
That's right, and we play.
Time to play the feud. Dateline, June 13th, 2014. Subject. Interpol, IC3, and UN are fucking criminals, and please call FBI, and I will call FBI tomorrow.
It's like a friend that we're playing at a pool. You give him a call, I'll call him too. Yeah. We'll have a great time Tuesday.
Wait, do you want to call at the pool and I'll call the FBI? And make sure that you mention when you talk to them that they're fucking criminals.
Yeah, we'll both call them together. Tell him he's got to bring coffee. I'll bring muffins. You know,
we can.
Yeah, that sounds good, though.
So this is a, this is an email that that Ann sent to Victim C. Now, this person believed Ann was an expert and told them to call these scammers because they're real authorities, but not so much.
Nice.
So Victim C lost some money, too. So this is the email from Ann to Victim C. This fucking IC3 man called Brown Cotton and UN Secretary took the money from you, and they never take any responsibility.
Boy, how's that for a salutation?
Yeah, really.
We got no time for that joke.
And how are you?
The hour is late for us and her.
And how are you?
I am contacting the mess media, called Mr. Davin as a witness.
Mr. Davin.
Uno.
I am contacting the mess media, called Mr. Davin as a witness after these people used me. Please ask them to return the money to you, $1,000. I have never met such fucking human beings who lie and run away. They are criminals.
Because that's what criminals do.
And in reality, she's right. She never did meet them.
No, she's never met any of them.
Is this true?
Anybody.
I CC the mess media, Mr. Davin.
That's reassuring.
I think we've been merged. I don't know. Am I the mess media? I've been called worse.
Well, I don't know about the media.
Oh, young Helix. I CC the mess media, Mr. Davin, and let him know about this. I am going to expose everything because they are hiding. I also CC criminals IC3, Brown Cotton, you, and Secretary to you.
Because you want to CC the criminals.
Yes. He's a heads up. Shit's going to hit the fan, possibly. Yeah. Just as a courtesy, I thought I'd let you know.
See, this is the one who would let people know that a warrant was being taken out about them.
Yeah.
Go hide your shit.
Yeah. Please ask your funds and where your funds are. You paid the fees, and they never give you the info. P.S. So-called Interpol Eric Bohr.
Oh,
you were so close, but then we
so
stopped.
I was so excited.
Oh, you were almost there. And Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Blocked me out. The big one behind all this is UN Secretary Melvin Santos.
Darn it.
He does not.
I love the gang.
Gang's all here.
Gang's all here.
He does not reply to my question. I paid over $120,000. That can't be true. I never get any fucking money back. And
it's not a good return on your money.
No. Then she writes to Victim C, please read the message that I cannot reach this criminal called Interpol Eric Bohr. I did report him at least 20 times to Interpol from the official site. And then she shows that she got an email message from intpl.paris.france@europe.com, which is a bullshit site.
That is not an official site.
It most certainly is.
No. Let's hear the response.
Why does she never get that? You've told her a million times.
And
then
the sad part is
from.
She is a self-proclaimed expert on this.
Yes, she is. Dateline, June 14th, 2014. Subject, kindly call FBI. Right on that.
Kindly call it.
Mr. Davin.
That's dope.
Please contact FBI and then report Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, and Parker Green. They will be arrested. Please do it now. Do not hesitate to do it. Thanks.
I'm just going
to
have breakfast, but I will get there. I guess we'll drop everything.
Sure. Then here's an email to C that she sends to me, Victim C. Mm. Please call FBI because you paid the fees. These people are dirty. Let me tell you the truth.
We're waiting.
This.
Yeah.
Is.
This. Fucking liars?
Oh, so close. Fucking idiot.
Ah!
This fucking idiot IC3 man threatened me a lot before. He denied his mistakes and then started threatening me. He is not a human being. The way he did to me is mafia ways. One more thing that I want to expose is that he is fucking idiot, because I did warn him before, because he had to explain everything to the victims before opening the case files. But he never.
Well, nothing alluding to he's a scammer. Or they're a scammer.
No. No. The way he did to you and me is the same as my real scammers, Pedro Simpson and Jayanthi Marum.
Oh, yeah.
I once contacted the mess media in Singapore to expose the truth. I think mess media has to be one at some point.
I think,
I've
never used that.
Yeah, we've never used that. By the way, Trucker Tom says, a little lackluster on the Mr. Davins, Devin.
Oh, noted, Tom. I can't argue with that. All right, Tom, I'll raise my game.
There you go.
Fucking stupid finally decides to participate and he's got critiques.
Because he's Tom.
And it's a valid critique.
Why we call him the fourth Mike.
You know what? know, he's right. I haven't been. I need to accentuate my Mr. Davins and my me's. I will raise my
game. He'll tell you when we have to pick it up.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah. Where were you? I've been doing this show without you.
Tom is the producer.
Yeah.
What he produces, I'm not exactly sure. But anywho, I once contacted the mass media in Singapore to expose the truth. And now I know one thing. There is no difference between them and my real scammers. They are criminals.
Hello? Yeah.
Please kindly call FBI. And I think FBI head office will take the responsibility for what they've done since they took the money from you. You sent the money to David Moore, and then you... He's another FBI agent in Ghana, as luck would have it.
Sent the money. Africa's loaded with FBI agents,
sure,
apparently.
That's where we send them. You sent them, and they write books about Hillary Clinton. But anyway, you sent the money to David Moore, and then you have to report the whole to FBI head office by phone. Then she continues to a new email to say, they are real because I did call FBI before. I am fucking mad for what they have done to me. They kill me and that better stupid and destroy my whole life.
How could they be real? They're not real. You just said two paragraphs ago they're not real.
Joe, it's a different email. Pay attention.
She's on another
swing. What are you doing, consistency for a script? Is this getting sold to Paramount?
Yeah. Great. I'm in the continuity department for Ann Jackson. Yes.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, I know. Visit me at the Nut House.
It's like a blind person doing a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. I know. Start the drinking now.
Yeah.
Like he stops. Anyway. You never know what I was suffering. I cannot forgive them. Please call FBI and fight for yourself. I did call FBI a couple times. I will call them again and again. I suffered from the violence, and my right arm is still not going very well.
What happened to the right arm?
I don't know.
I don't know, but she started making references to this a few days ago or weeks ago.
See, Dr. Wah-Wing Chow and his leeches.
She doesn't need leeches, stupid. Got enough
Dr. Wah-Wing Chow.
Got enough shit going on. All right. Don't help. They cannot make me lose so much money, and I did not have any money to see a doctor. They are not human beings. These people should be arrested. P.S. Do not feel tired.
Do not feel tired?
Do not feel tired. And then here's
Is that a command or she doesn't?
No, she's telling victim C not to feel tired.
Oh, okay.
Then the subject. You are a real criminal and a fucking scammer. So-called idiot Melvin.
Oh!
Oh, you were just about to explode.
I was, yes.
I'm sorry, phone call. Gotta take this.
Oh, darn.
You are a fucking coward. You are also a criminal.
Oh, thanks. You know, I just thought I was a coward, but thanks. A little criminal throws a little edge on it.
You said you are real from UN, but you do not reply to Mr. David.
There we go.
You hard now, Tom, are you?
The theatrics in that, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
He is enjoying this.
Oh, good. Asshole. Why don't you sweat
call
in your non-air-conditioned room?
Call our fan.
Go back to your sweat box.
Oh, oh, nice.
So cool.
He doesn't want me to be nice.
Fan, I mean, nice to
am guys. I ever nice to them?
No.
No.
All right.
Not nice to anybody.
The only person I was nice to was Samir Coverdale. It's the only person I was nice to.
By the way, Lisa says that the right arm is her injection site.
Funny. Yeah, that's that would do it for all the meds.
It is obvious to see what kind of human being you are. You are a fucking criminal. You called me a bastard. Shame on you. Who do you think you are? You do not take any responsibility but told the fucking lies to me. Fucking funds? You asked for the payment. Do you think you can escape forever? Do you think you are a real UN secretary?
What? No.
No.
I know.
She actually answers. She goes, no. You are a real scammer. Assholes. Go to hell.
She's almost on the tip of understanding.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. That fucking James H. Miller is very wicked. I will see he's going to hell soon, because apparently she's working with Satan now, and she's got an observation job.
Well, she saw the reservations. Table for one.
James, let me tell you, she will never go to. If that's the case, she'll never go to hell. Satan doesn't want her there.
No,
I'm right. Are you so-called Satan?
So-called. I'm Satan. I'm not as scared.
The punishment will go to him very soon, since he used me. I will ask all the websites to post them everywhere. James H. Miller, a motherfucker. Again, business card worthy. And that was a sentence. It wasn't a comma. A motherfucker was a sentence.
James H. Miller.
A motherfucker.
Oh, what? I gotta love a card like that.
And it's to be appropriate. So just change the name. Joseph T. Curry. A motherfucker. We can get those made. Those could be your new show cards. Let people know with what they're dealing with. He also contacted you by using me. He is not a man, but a fucking criminal. He once used himself asking a woman a notebook. What?
Why?
What?
I don't know.
He asked a woman a notebook? That's filthy.
No, not he asked a woman a notebook. He fell for us. Is he a real soldier? fucking criminal. Shame on him. He used me to pay for his fucking gold bar stolen from the Talibans.
Oh, wow.
This man is fucking greedy. Shame on U.S. soldiers. And here we go.
Here we go.
Let's
generalize. Make it every American.
Well, no, she thinks this is a real soldier.
Yeah.
So. I will post him about all this because it is the truth. He will die soon. He will get killed immediately. Well, which is it going to be there, sweetie?
Is he? I know.
You know, we're all working with the same time frame here, but we need to know what the time frame is. It is good to cut the ties with criminals like all of you. Shame, shame, shame. People judge you as scammers because it is right. You are a real criminal. The IC3 man, Brown Cotton, is a fucking liar because he even does not understand the rules of banks and then lies to me to destroy my whole life.
He doesn't understand the rule of banks because he's a scammer, you moron.
I think he understands him a little bit better than Anne. He knows bullshit when he writes it. She doesn't know it when she reads it. He is a fucking criminal, too. Shame on U.S. soldier James H. Miller and IC3 man Brown Cotton. Shame on so-called himself as a U.N. secretary. In fact, you are a real scammer.
Shame on so-called himself?
Yes.
So-called himself?
So-called.
So-called. Wow.
So-called himself. Shame on so-called himself.
But he's Irish now?
So you guys have the decision. We can do one more day or we can call it.
I think with what we have to deal with, I think we should call it.
Yes.
All right. Can I have a pen?
Time of death.
All right.
Time of death. Funny.
Okay. So now we had four Mr. Davins, and Tom called that.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah. And we had no so-called Melvin Santos. So that was Lisa and Joe's girl.
Uh-huh.
And then we had no Damn It All Red. And that was Tom. So Tom wins tonight.
Look at Tom showing his puss, telling me how to do my fucking show, and then getting 2 out of 3. Good night for Tommy.
That's right. You don't play games. That's why.
Too bad it's 90 degrees in his room. But anyway, that's not my problem. That's neither here nor there.
No. He says Satan is busy doing things at Joe's house. Doing nothing at Joe's house.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Satan vacations at Joe's house?
Yes.
I got to leave. Where are you going? I can't take another. There's too much negativity here.
If I hear one more thing about knickknacks, I'm going to go fucking insane.
I think Satan has taken the body of his soon-to-be ex.
Yes.
I think that's Satan. That's where he goes to vacation. That's where he unwinds by making you miserable.
Well, the air conditioning went. We've been out without AC for the past 3 days.
Oh,
that's a long time.
So it's hot and miserable in that house.
Yeah, well, we got the breezes going through there, so it's...
But are you farting? What does that mean?
No. If you open up because it's a ranch, you open up one window, it comes right through the house.
Kind of like Dirty Looks.
Yeah. But I came home. During the open house on Sunday. The thing went, and then Joanne sees it. So what does she decide to do? I'll let the fan run and blow hot air. I had to open every window of the house, and for 3 hours, just let it air out to get it like reasonably cool. It was like the hinges of hell in there.
The hinges of hell.
Hinges of hell.
Yeah, really. No, that is miserable. It's like, why don't you just stand at the edge of a lava flow and see how that feels?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's hey, we got a new read tonight. You guys are going to stick around for that.
Yeah, and Tom says, good, fuck her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's been happening for a while, but...
No.
It has not.
At least not by you.
No.
Oh.
It's probably...
I mean, she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So we're told. So-called boyfriend. So-called Pablo! Because he's... Was he Mexican? Puerto Rican?
He's Spanish.
So cool.
From Spain.
Well, no, I guess he's Mexican.
Yeah.
Spanish,
what do you mean, you guess?
I don't know the guy.
Sneak across your hedges? What are you talking about? Either you know or you don't know.
But I tell you the thing where she goes, I asked her, I go, so where were you looking to go? I'm looking into senior housing. And I go, you moving in with your boyfriend?
Ooh.
She goes, no, not senior housing, senior housing.
By that's the way, funny.
Your housing.
You should use that
funny.
In the act.
It is.
She's finally. And you say she adds nothing.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Just added a new couple of minutes for you. All right.
Senior housing.
We had a whole bunch of things to get through. Ooh,
that's really funny.
A whole bunch of shit, but we didn't. All right. What the fuck?
What is your problem over there?
I'm looking for my
read.
Joe, do you have my... Zombie martial arts read. Do you have that written
He's
down?
He's flipping
no.
through pages like nobody's business. Well, why don't I do another one while you're doing all that, okay? All All right. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tusca Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as sweet 16s, wedding, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There's a great show coming up July 15th starring Joe Bronzi. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Angel Bakeries has been family-owned and operated since 1927. Their pita pillow is the heartier Peter, and it has no artificial flavors.
Pita, not Peter. It's not the middle child of the Brady Bunch.
I said pita.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Pita. Pita.
Hey, leave those pet lovers out of this.
Pita.
Like, we're not going to fuck with it the first time we do the read.
I know, right?
It's a pita, and I'm going to tell you more about the pita.
Do tell!
It has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white and whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. It's the edible container and is the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, and I'm one. Don't listen to Davin, I am one.
I did not say you were out. Somebody's got to bring up the axe.
As a comic, it's always not easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go. And with all the natural ingredients in the pocket design, pita pillows allow us to do that without having to break out the slop towel.
Hey, I'm going to starve.
I'm sorry, Sloppy. You'll have to starve, my friend.
Oh, thank God Joe's still filling me up.
That's right. But we're talking about pitas now, gang.
The whole gang's here.
That's right. And eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess.
Oh, I never worry. Sure the we call Countdown a splash.
Great. The sponsor, we're doing a great job of your first read. It is another reason why Pita Pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice. Pita Pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers, Best Market. You can also order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more at angelbakeries.com as well. And make sure you check out and follow Angel's Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Pita Pillows for some hysterical content. Pita Pillows, the bread of comics, where the only thing that isn't funny is providing you a delicious and healthy pita bread.
It's really good. I like pita bread. I've always eaten pita bread. It's good, but theirs is really good. Sometimes pita bread can be a little dry.
Yeah,
and like brittle. This is good pita bread.
And it's also important because too, if you're stuffing a pita, sometimes you break the side of it.
Yeah,
and especially if you're putting vegetables in it, sometimes vegetables are coarse.
Like you've ever done that.
What is that word you just used?
I didn't know a side of beef was a vegetable. So I guess if it's paralyzed.
I guess we'll go back to Old Faithful. I'm going to put a foot in your ass.
I don't think a pita will contain that.
But you want a good-sized pita because you want it healthy. It's very important to do.
Yeah, you want it not to break apart.
Because when you're on the go, sometimes it leaks out the bottom.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to get the pita pillows. You can order them online. Good stuff. We're happy they are on
absolutely
board.
Absolutely.
I hope they're happy they're our sponsor after that read.
It was a good read. But we add a little color and character to it.
Yes.
Side-splitting productions. For all your entertainment needs, comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, children's entertainers. Don't worry, it won't be me. I'm not showing up to your house. Go to Side-splitting Productions. Well, not with kids. Side-splitting Productions.
You're a creep.
And there's an order. Side-splittingproductions.com, Side-splittingproductions.com, or call us up 551-404-3094. Anybody have anything they want to promote?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
Good.
I know.
Go out and have fun. Enjoy your 4th of July. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Don't blow any fingers off. Thank you, new folks, for listening. Thank you for the old folks for listening. Thanks for Tom for deciding to show up and be a fucking producer.
And if you're playing with fireworks, place on ground, light fuse, get away.
Yes.
If you're playing with fireworks, don't hang out with any New York Giants. Just saying.
Funny.
Oh, God, yeah.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.